The lips on the flute begin to mesmerize George.
Darn, those eyes of you are hypnotizing. Oh yes, please play.
Chiamo in grado di giocare un po' di più.
While the beautiful being with the flute played, the lyrist looked at George with an evil stare that showed he was not welcome. Leaving her was something George would have done quickly, but since they both knew Sammy, George believed Sammy would return as opposed to his blindly searching for the pixie. So he sat on a chair with a grass-thatched seat and tapped his fingers against the wooden chair legs. The next tune was enchanting. The tender flute music soothed George and made him think of calm streams on a sunny day, laying on the beach, looking up at clouds floating by, stretching his legs, his hands behind his head, opening his eyes to view the peaceful day, then closing them shut to savor the glow of the beautiful day. He still knew that he was in a grass shack in a strange land where he did not know where he was going, and how he was ever going to return. But the therapeutic flute music carried all his worries away. While he felt the flute music more, the lyre added to the feeling. It provided a bass rhythm to the flute, but added more than just a background. The strokes of the lyre were like a soft reminder that there were two instruments in this song, and this second sound was just as important. It would have remained a calm, beautiful afternoon in Nagani, except for what happened next. The ugly lyrist nodded her head as she played. George tapped his foot in rhythm with her bobbing. As the music reached the crescendo, George could have sworn the rugged scowl on her face was painfully making room for a smile. As the lyrist raised her hand in a triumphant finale, her hat fell. George gasped as he noticed the two spikes on the...